Turn to Proverbs 7 and verse 6. So we're getting into, we're still talking about, of course, this account with the strange woman, but now we're getting into something that we haven't looked at before. The previous verse was pretty well review, but this one will be getting into some other things. So this is a story that Solomon is relaying to his son. He's beginning to relay this story to his son to really emphasize and drive home the point of how dangerous it can be to be deceived by a strange woman. He says, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement." So he begins this warning to his sons about the danger of the strange woman with a personal observation. Now, I believe this was actually a personal observation, and I may have mentioned this earlier as I introduced this chapter. Some people think that Solomon is telling a parable to his son, that he didn't actually see these things happen. Which, you know, it's possible that he could have been making up a story. But I tend to think that he actually saw it, that he was actually sitting in his house, in his palace, and he was literally looking out a window, and he actually saw these things unfold. Either way, they're true, regardless, but I tend to think that he probably actually did see it. So he looks out the window of his house, and he sees this sad scene unfolding, which he is going to describe in his son in detail for the remainder of the chapter. He says he looked through, at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. And that was a word that I was not familiar with. I figured it had something to do with a window. But a casement is primarily, anyway, a hollow molding, a cavito, I think that's how you pronounce that, not exceeding a quarter round. Quarter round would be,
yeah, so maybe I don't, it's like this, and it's got, maybe it's a circular window.
Yeah, and my own, yeah, the window is made up of four pieces or
like
something.
You have your quarter round,
yeah,
around the base, at inside the baseboard, it just go, it's fourth of a circle.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, then it goes on to say, and I think maybe this is the definition that's being used here. A frame or sash forming a window or part of a window, opening on hinges attached to the upright side of the frame in which it is fixed. Mm-hmm. So like a frame of a window, maybe in those days the frames, the windows opened up,
shutter.
Like a shutter kind of, yes. So that's what he's looking through. So we can derive three lessons from this, and this is kind of interesting. Just the fact that he was looking out his window, out his casement, I can give you three lessons. The first one is to know that evil is never far from us. Sometimes it's right outside our houses, okay? Because he's about ready to see some evil happening here, and it's, and not only is it outside of just any old Joe Schmo's house, it's right outside the king's palace. There's evil happening. So right outside his palace, like I said, happening right under his nose. I'm going to read you a quote here from Matthew Henry and from John Gill on this passage. Henry said, "Solomon was a magistrate, and as such, inspected the manners of his subjects, looked often through his casement, that he might see with his own eyes, and made remarks upon those who little thought his eye was upon them, that he might know the better how to make the sword he bore a terror to evildoers." He's referring to what it says there in like Romans 13, where he beareth not the sword in vain, the civil authority. But here he writes as a minister, a prophet, who is by office a watchman, to give warning of the approach of the enemies, and especially where they lie in ambush, that we may not be ignorant of Satan's devices, but we may know where to double our guard. And I think he's right. Solomon is writing this not so much as a king, but as a prophet in this case, and as a father. And he was watching this unfold and using it as an example to his son. And then John Gill said, "As Solomon was a public magistrate, he is here represented as a private observer of the behavior of his subjects, as sitting in his palace at a window, at the small windows of it, as the Targum," and I think that's some old Hebrew Old Testament version is what he's referring to there, "where he could see and not be seen himself, near to which was a harlot's house, for they generally get about the courts of princes where they make their prey." Which makes sense. It says she hunts for the precious life, and it wouldn't surprise me, unless you had a real righteous king that wanted to get rid of such people, that harlots would hang out close to the royal court where they could make a good score. So I just think this is interesting. In Proverbs 30 and verse 28, it says, "The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces." Spiders make their way into king's palaces, and harlots get within earshot of it. Because he heard this conversation going on, so this is like right outside his window. So, just beware. The second lesson is, keeping in mind that Solomon's words are God's words to us, we want to remember that just as Solomon the king was witnessing sin happening under his reign, likewise God's eyes are in every place beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15 and verse 3. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding the evil and the good." God is called a king. He's the King of Kings, right? So just like Solomon the king was watching, the Lord watches too. And then the third lesson is, this should be a reminder that someone, in addition to God, may be watching you when you think you're alone, so be sure that your sin will find you out. Especially today, in the day of cell phones with videos and cameras and social media, you could think you're out somewhere and nobody sees anything going on, and somebody could be taking a video of you and posting it on Facebook Live or something, or just at least posting about it, or who knows what. So, like it says in Numbers 32 and verse 23, one of my favorite verses. "But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." So you want to be careful. And, you know, people, well, without getting into too much detail, people do foolish things in cars sometimes, driving down the road. You want to be really careful, even if you're married, doing stuff like that, because nowadays somebody could be taking a video of you and posting it on the internet or something. So you want to watch out for that. And that takes care of Proverbs 7 and verse 6. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.